Let's get it going. It's Monday. Time to regroup. More holidays are coming up. That's good. You know, I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to take a week off, finally, the second week of my life since I've had a real job taking it off. I'm going to be at I'm going to be in Los Angeles for Christmas, which, of course, is my wife's holiday. All right, I'm a Jew, but I don't celebrate Hanukkah, as I've told this story before. I don't even remember. Did I ever talk about this?
No,
because we weren't on the air.
Yeah. Why did you stop celebrating Hanukkah? Or did you ever celebrate Hanukkah?
When I was a kid, you know, it used to be good. You know, you used to get your one present a day or a stack of presents. You know, there was a little mishmash of things going on. I remember there were, my mother's got this thing for Christmas trees. But, you know, when I was very young, I remember we had one or two, but then it went away.
Okay.
Very young, and then we got more Jewy. And then we did, I did the candles. I can't remember the last time I did a full week's worth of Hanukkah candles. My brother got very religious briefly. But I didn't do it for years. I mean, I don't go to temple. I don't do anything.
Nothing.
And And my wife, like a couple of years ago, said, well, why don't you do it? And I go, I don't know. I just don't do it. She goes, well, why don't you? Maybe it'd be nice. Maybe it'd be, you know, help you, you know, get back to who you are.
To your roots?
Yeah, whatever. You know, and I'm like, no, I don't think so. She goes, let's do it. And we went out. We bought a menorah. We bought the candles. You know, I put my yarmulke on. You know, she was standing there, my big 6 foot tall wife of Germanic descent. Yeah. So I'm lighting the candles. I'm singing the prayer, you know, and literally in the middle of it, I hear my wife go, and I'm like, what is that about? What is that? What are you laughing at? She goes, I just think it's adorable that you're doing it. No, you're not. You're laughing at this, aren't you? You're sitting there thinking, look at the Jew.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
So that was it, right?
No. We meet halfway. But the conversation is that what do you do? I mean, there's a lot of Jews that have married out of Jewness. And,
out of Jewness?
Yeah. And, you know, so what do you do? I mean, my wife and I went to a couple years ago. She wanted a Christmas tree. I'd never had one, not since I was really young and before my father yelled at my mother for even bringing it into the house. We had to go out and buy a Christmas tree. So I had to go out and buy a Christmas tree. And I don't know how to pick a Christmas tree. You know, it was making me feel kind of emasculated, Riley. You know, my wife
Why? All you got to do is pick it based on how it looks.
Dude, you know how many trees there are, man? You go to Los Angeles, you go to these places, they have them at the parking lot of the Home
Depot.
Yeah,
like rows and rows and rows.
Hundreds of trees, man.
Well, you go through and inspect them all.
You have to understand, man, I am OCD guy. That's my rapper name, OCD.
OCD.
Yeah, all right? And I can't, it's like, what about that one? That guy was like, so I finally pick a tree after an hour, right? And like, we were standing in line with our tree, and the guy behind me, I look at this guy, this little Mexican guy, he's got a family of about 8 kids. Him and his wife, he is standing with the most perfect, beautiful tree I've ever seen in my life. It was radiating Christmas goodness, and I felt like a little man with my little Jewish tree. Do you understand what I'm saying, dude?
I understand what you're saying, but you don't have to compare yourself to a Mexican with 8 kids.
No, but he had the perfect tree. He found it.
But you know what?
And it made me doubt my own tree-ness.
No. When you get it home, and you decorate it, that's when you really understand what the tree is all about.
Yeah, we did. We decorated it, and she did some blue and white themed ornaments to accommodate my Jewishness. It was all very nice.
This was an official State of Israel tree.
But yeah, kind of. Yeah, it was kind of. We're trying to do what they're trying to sell here. They're trying to do this Chrismukkah thing, which I think, you know, there are a lot of interfaith marriages. There are a lot of people. There are a lot of Jews. Jews have always had a secret sort of envy and resentment. Towards Christmas, yeah, because it was, you know, it's overrepresented in the culture. But I obviously, so is, you know, there's an imbalance in terms of, you know, how many Jews there are versus how many Christians there are. But, you know, culturally, it was a much bigger phenomenon. And then at some point, they threw us a couple bones. They put a menorah up here and there, you know, and try to make it okay.
And they change everything to happy holidays so people won't feel like you're doing Christmas to the exclusion of anything else.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to do. But now there's this whole idea of Chrismukkah, which I guess is some sort of melding of Christmas and Hanukkah.
Yeah.
All right. I think it's just a marketing scam done by a card company. But it's an interesting idea. You know, because it was funny because Clutch Larson came in here and he's like, well, I think that, you know, Christians are going to feel infringed upon. And this is Larson who, you know, despite his, you know, weird atheistic leanings and over rational being.
Probably have a 20-foot tree in his house.
No, but I'm assuming that he's not Jewish.
Yeah, let's assume that.
The name Larson, you know, Swede, emotional closeness.
Scandinavian. Yeah. I'm not sure he's Swedish.
Is it Scandinavian? It's Swede? What is it?
Ah.
He's half Swedish. His name is Danish, which means that, you know, that when you look at the chart of what's opposite of Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Larson's family. So, anyway.
Is that like Teutonic? Is that what they call it?
Is it Teutonic? I believe it is, yes.
Yeah.
So he comes in. He's like, well, I think this is going to infringe. Like Christians are going to be upset about this, the idea of melding Hanukkah and Christmas. And I'm like, my first response is like, what, are you crazy? The Jews are going to be upset about this, not the Christians. You can't mix things up.
I agree with you, but see, what should upset both Christians and Jews is the inspiration for this thing is the OC on Fox.
That's the whole inspiration for it?
That's the inspiration for it. According to Ron Gompertz, founded this company, who was inspired by an episode of the popular Fox series The O.C., in which character Seth Cohen, whose mother is Protestant and whose father is Jewish, coins the term.
So it's a marketing thing.
Of course it's a marketing.
We're all victim of it, though, you know, because everybody has, you know, Christian friends. Christian friends have Jewish friends, you know.
What happened to Happy Holidays? That covers everybody, doesn't it? Even covers Kwanzaa sometimes.
It's really interesting. Is like, you know, all Jews know, okay, it's December 25th, get up, there's stuff under the tree, you know, and that's that. But I can't tell you how many Christians or people who you know, just who come and be like, now, what is this, what is Hanukkah start? Is it like the whole month? What day does it start this year? Is it like, how many days is it, 20? Like, there's something about it, it's just not going to lock in their head.
When does it start?
Yeah, you just made me realize that. Like, I have no idea when it starts. But there are plenty
of... I'm always curious. I mean, I'd like to know these things.
There's plenty of Jewish people out there that know.
Are you soliciting calls?
I'll check the calendar when it starts so I know when I get my first present.